We're all very busy people. We have a lot of things and people demanding our time and attention every moment of every day. At least that's how it feels. It can be very easy for us to use our business, the things we're involved in, as an excuse to push things like prayer to the background. I mean, you know, we could always do it later. When we study the gospel accounts, though, we notice that we're not the only ones who've been busy. People constantly demanded the attention of Jesus. Everywhere he went, people followed him and kept on asking him questions about various things. Very rarely in the gospel accounts do we ever find Jesus alone. Prayer was something that was so important to him. He took time in the mornings when it was quiet, when he was alone, to pray. Mark 1:35 says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight," speaking of Jesus, "he went out and departed to a solitary place, a place where he could be by himself, and there he prayed." King David prayed often, and it was always one of the first things that he did. He mentioned in the Psalms how he cried out to the Lord God in the morning. He says in Psalm 5, verse 1 through 3, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." Sometimes the mornings come and go, and I don't pray as I should. And when I look to the example of people in Scripture who were devoted to God, I see people who set aside time to pray. As Christians, we are to be a people who are devoted to prayer. Paul, in concluding his letter to the church in Thessalonica, he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, he says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Before we face the anxieties of the day, the stress of the day, the busyness of the day, let's go ahead and cast all of that before the Father. The peace of God is connected to our prayer life. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Pick a time to pray that will be quiet and peaceful for you. Use that time to pray to God. Our Father wants us to turn to Him and cast our every care, as Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, upon Him.